When William Shakespeare died, only about half his plays had been published in any form. Scholars say it's only because of a collection of Shakespeare's plays printed 7 years after his death that many of his works remain with us today. That collection, known as the First Folio, included some never-before-published works such as Twelfth Night, Julius Caesar, and Macbeth.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand. Come, let me clutch thee.
To mark the 400th anniversary of the bard's death, some surviving copies of First Folio are going on display around the country. The only Massachusetts stop is at Amherst College. WBUR's Andrea Shea took a look.
It's telling that Shakespeare's First Folio travels with its own protective gear. Stephen Fisher, collections manager at Amherst College's Mead Museum, is no stranger to handling precious objects. But even he says installing the First Folio display has been a big production.
It arrived in what looked like bulletproof cases. The folio itself is in its own container. It was armored, yeah.
Now the First Folio rests comfortably in a climate-controlled glass case. It's Fisher's responsibility to monitor its condition during its month-long stay. Fisher says museum security and staff are ready for an uptick in visitors that's bound to include more than a few Shakespeare groupies.
People are going to come and see it, and it's going to be a religious experience for them. And then there are people that are going to come and see it, and that's it. It's kind of small. It's not as big as I thought. There's no pictures.
What we now know of as Shakespeare, you know, capital S, neon letters, Shakespeare, starts as a pretty humble book.
Mike Kelly heads archives and special collections at Amherst College and admires the folio's gilded pages and beautiful binding. Also the fact that the publication of this big fat book of 36 plays was groundbreaking in 1623.
The folio format is generally the format for things like the Bible or the encyclopedia. And so this was breaking a barrier by saying that these plays deserve this physical format.
When this book came out with 36 plays in it, 18 of these had never been published before. So this is our first and best source for a lot of these plays.
That's Amherst College English professor Chris Grobe. Before the First Folio, he says many of Shakespeare's plays were printed in cheap, quickly produced paperbacks known as quartos that were often rife with mistakes.
A lot of the texts that existed during Shakespeare's day were bad pirated copies. And the actors who put the folio together specifically did it in order to overwrite all of these bad, incomplete versions of the plays. Right? So without the folio, those bad quartos might be our source for Shakespeare.
It's estimated that 750 copies of the First Folio were printed in its initial run. The Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. owns 82, including the one on display at Amherst College. Collector Henry Clay Folger is an alum, and Grobe says his collection of First Folios helped make Shakespeare Shakespeare.
A world without the First Folio might be a world where Shakespeare's reputation did not endure and grow in the way that it has.
In the museum's display, the First Folio is open to a pivotal scene in Hamlet. Head of Archives Mike Kelly notes how the word tragedy ends with an IE, not a Y.
All the names of the characters are abbreviated, so it says Ham, period, and then, you know, to be or not to be. That is the question.
But that's not the question. According to a copy of a Hamlet quarto also on display in Amherst Special Collections Library.
One of the earlier printings of that very speech said, to be or not to be, ah, that's the point, which doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean to say it wouldn't have been famous, but it doesn't.
Tina Packer, founding artistic director of Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, shares a few other famous lines from the plays in the First Folio that could have been lost if the book didn't exist.
We wouldn't have Julius Caesar, so there would be no friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. We wouldn't have Twelfth Night, so no patient sitting on a monument smiling at grief. We have no Macbeth, so there would be no tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Packer has traveled to see the other first folios currently on tour in the U.S., one in Mississippi, the other in Vermont.
It just fills you with, well, me, deep pleasure. And suddenly you start getting a perspective you didn't get before about what a contribution a book can make to the world. I don't think we should just think of it as an artifact to look at. It's actually a book in order for other people to be creative with.
The plays in Shakespeare's first folio have inspired not just actors, but countless other artists, including Amherst native poet Emily Dickinson. She even had a rubbing of the bard's gravestone, which is at the nearby Emily Dickinson Museum. The first folio exhibition at Amherst College's Mead Museum makes that point, too, with the addition of two interpretations of Hamlet's Ophelia by two different painters that flank the beloved book.
To sleep.
A chance to dream. Aye, there's the rub.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.